Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang, and it's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live. And to take you across to the new episode of Veda Jignasa is me, Ganesh, and along with me is Brother Bhargav. Sairam Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh.
So at the outset, before we commence today's episode, we shall all collectively offer our humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and with a prayer that every thought, word and deed is his inspiration, we shall go into the class, starting with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantra.
गणानां त्वा गणपति गुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्र्यवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ.
सो भार्गव, कंटिन्यूइंग द जर्नी ऑफ द क्वेस्ट फॉर व्हाट एग्जैक्टली इज द ट्रू इनर वेल्थ,
यस,
वी शैल गो फॉरवर्ड in finding out the meanings, the significance and its relevance in our day-to-day life from the next few stanzas.
Yes, yes, Ganesh.
So we shall chant the next two mantras and then try to understand the meaning of it.
Upai tuman deva sakaha kirtischa manina saha प्रादुर्भूतोऽस्मिराश्रयेऽस्मिन् कीर्तिमृद्धिं ददातु मे.
सो वी शल् फर्स्ट् गो थ्रू दि लैन् बै लैन् मीनिङ्ग् आफ् इट्. उपा इस् नियर्, एतु इस् कम् माम् टु मी टुवर्ड्स् मी, देवा इस् डिवैन्, सकः इस् फ्रेण्ड्, कीर्तिः विच् इस् नेम् एण्ड् फेम् आर् रिनौन्, cha and manina, the chintamani, the wish fulfilling gem, saha is along with, praduhu bhutaha, come to light or become manifest or revealing, asmi I am, rashtre in this fraternity or this world, asmin is this, kirtim is fame or renown, Riddhim is ever increasing or plentitude. Dadatu is give. Me for me. So if we combine the whole thing of this Upaitumam Deva Sakaha, the meaning goes as follows.
O divine friend, come near with your famed Chintamani, the wish-fulfilling gem. We'll see what is that money, because in context of what Swami has told, I have become manifest in this world. Give me ever-increasing plenitude and fame. So, this is what is the actual word-to-word meaning of this two shlokas, two Vedic mantras. Before getting into the main this thing, I think one word which, you know, Ganesh always strikes us is Deva Sakha, the divine friend. So having Swami with us, so it is so special to have him as our friend. So, when he becomes our friend, what all are the things which actually happen? So, we'll just have a little glimpse into that to make it a little interesting. And to start with, actually, you know, our dear Ravi Kumar sir, our warden of Vrindavan campus hostel, he's one very, very thrilling experience where Swami reveals what he is. And it is not that I'm your friend, so I know everything about you, whatever you do in whatever time of the day, wherever you go, everything I know. So that is something which really makes like an eye-opener. Many times you think, okay, Swami is God, but I don't think he will know everything. Sort of, he also had that a small doubt in his mind. Swami cleared it so perfectly. He cleared it, and then he shares his experience in his own style. So I think without much delay, let us listen to him. Then we'll come back to the next part of it.
Surely.
I was then studying in my 10th class, and therefore I used to go to Bhagwan. I I joined the Balvikas and we would go to Bhagwan. In my house, I had no mother. Father was busy at the office because he had to look after the work there. He had missed quite a bit of work and people junior to him had been promoted. So he had to work very hard. So it was a time when I took wrong steps. I joined my friends and I counted the days of the week, not by as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but by the films I saw on those days. And then one day we went to Vrindavan. My father was with me. Swami called both of us for an interview. And Swami looked at me and said, "Good boy." I felt very happy because I said, "Oh, even Swami does not know." That's what I thought. But as soon as I thought like this, Swami asked my father, "Where are the others from your samiti?" So my father went to call them, and then Swami looked at me and asked the same question again. He told the same thing again, but with a different inflection in his voice. It was not "good boy," it was "good boy." It was a question now. I looked pan-faced, and then Swami said, "Where were you yesterday? Where were you yesterday?" And then I said, "Swami, today is Sunday. Yesterday was Saturday. So I must have been in the class." The most simple answer you can give. But Swami said, yeah, you should have been in the class, but where were you?" Now it was becoming tough. So I realized better to keep quiet. And Swami said, "Shall I tell you? You were in Ajanta Theater, in the last but one row, seeing Katti Patang with so and so as your companions. And at that moment, through the corner of my eye, I saw my father coming back." Now that was all that was needed to make the day a memorable day for me, because my father was a disciplinarian and I knew that it would be a day to remember for many reasons. Swami immediately looked at me with love and told my father, "He's a good boy, but I told him to have good company." In that one sentence, Swami showed me his strategy of love.
So having listened to Ravi Kumar sir's experience, God is the indweller of every heart.
Yes.
No one can be closer to us than him.
Yes.
This is what this beautiful experience reveals. And the concern, the love, and the bonding that a friend has with us is very much revealed through this experience of Ravi Kumar.
Because we always say, a friend is the one who knows your deepest secrets and still keeps it with you and then doesn't reveal it. But in this case, Swami was such a beautiful friend. He showed that he knows it and he didn't reveal it to his father, but still gave a stern warning that "good boy" or "good boy" with a question mark. So that, makes it so special and so sweet a relationship. So I think this is actually a relationship which we should all have with God.
Exactly.
The relationship of a friend. So then this is one thing. And second one actually is one more experience of Brother Amay Deshpande, which was actually, Ganesh, you can narrate it once.
Surely. This happened when Amay Deshpande brother was studying in primary school. Once it so happened that he was a bit mischief in school and he had done some silly things and he was reprimanded by his teachers for having supported a boy who was, as per his ideology, was a friend to him.
Mm.
But actually that boy was doing something wrong.
Okay.
And having been on the side of that boy, even our brother had to face the wrath of the situation.
Okay.
And then all the teachers were reprimanding him, scolding him, and he had no other place to go and he was left all alone.
Okay.
And then he was just praying to Swami, and the next Thursday, when all the primary school boys had come for darshan, Swami had picked up one boy and started asking him, why are you doing such mischief? And Swami started advising him, okay. started telling him, why have you come here? You have come here to get good name to your parents, to make your parents proud of you and also make me proud of you.
Oh, that's very important.
So you should behave very well.
Mm.
You should be a good boy. And then telling these sentences, Swami pointed out towards Amay Deshpande brother and told, see, you should be good like that boy.
Okay.
And then all eyes were on Amay Deshpande brother.
Mm.
Till the previous moment, all the teachers and all the friends were thinking that he was someone who had committed a grave mistake.
Mm.
And all eyes were upon him like a
hawk.
Hawk. Mm. Yes. So now the entire scenario had changed. And then Swami called Amay Deshpande brother, put his hand around
his shoulders.
Just like a very, very dear friend.
Bosom friends.
And then Swami told, see, this boy is a very good boy. You should be like him.
Mm.
And then that changed the mindset of all the teachers. See, what happens is when you choose God as your friend or God chooses you as his friend, Kirti, that fame will automatically come to you.
No, even if the circumstances are detrimental to you, they are against you, just that one touch of God, of his hand or of his, one gesture, if he enters your life, it just changes everything. Everything becomes so conducive and positive towards you.
And what happened next was, once he went back to school, all the teachers came to him and ascertained by the Lord that he is a good boy, all the teachers came and told him sorry for having said something against you and thinking that you have done a mistake.
Okay.
This was what all the teachers had told Amay Deshpande brother.
But Amay also felt that, see, he also knew in his heart of hearts that there was something wrong which he did. And probably Swami, as a true friend, came to his give him that support. Otherwise, he was feeling that I am lost.
Mm.
So that support, that strength which Swami gave him, sustained him. And then after that, because of this, he actually changed that behavior of his and became better.
Mm.
So, you know how Swami, like Ravi Kumar's experience also, that he will come at a time when where you will be going towards a bad way or a negative direction. He will come in without reprimanding you, without exposing you, if I call, in front of others.
Mm.
He will give you a pat or a small touch of his grace or love. And then he changes your course of action totally in a different direction.
Exactly.
So one thing, Ganesh, when we talk about God as a friend, you know, it's such a big thing actually. You know, the Lord of the universe, who's all-knowing one, who's everything. He pervades the whole inch and atom of this whole universe. He becomes our friend. You know, how should we conduct? So talking about divine friendship, if you just say that, there is always a caveat also with it, that when God becomes our friend, we should be very careful, because he is the one who's omniscient, omnipresent, and he is there in every atom, every kind of this universe. So, you know, this a very good example, a great story of Sudama or Kuchela, where he is a chum of Krishna, but because of a small foolish act of his, he had to suffer some time in his life. So this is the story when they were Guru Bhais, or you call the students in Sandipani's ashram. In that time, once what happens, Guru Sandipani sends Krishna and Balrama for cutting firewood to the forest. And then after that, the Guruma, Sandipani's wife, sends Sudama with some grams. Tell that, please go and share with them, give them to eat, because they have gone for some hard work. So he goes there and he sees them, and then he feels a little thirsty himself. And then he says to Krishna, see, we should not drink water on empty stomach. So we will have something to eat, then only should drink. But he never tells him that he has got the grams to eat. So this is the first no-no for anyone. Knowing who Krishna is and not telling what you have. And then Krishna says, okay. And then he just sleeps on the lap of Sudama. And then at that time, he just removes that small bag and starts eating gram, whatever was sent by mother.
Guru Patni.
So then Krishna suddenly gets up and says, brother, I just got a dream in that I saw that someone is eating someone else's thing. So is it something like that? No, I'm not eating anything. You know, it's so cold. I'm not able to even chant Vishnu Sahasranam properly. My teeth are chattering. I'm not eating anything. Then Krishna says, oh, I thought that you were eating something. Probably because of my dream, I thought like that. And he just goes back and sleeps. So then, you know, this is an experience where we all should learn a very, very important lesson, that when you are with God and you have taken God as your friend, and God is not an ordinary friend. He's the one, as he just discussed, that he's the one who knows everything.
All aware.
He's the one who's all awareness. When something like this happens and you don't share with him what he's supposed to be given by Guru Patni herself. So this what happens in the later life, he faces utter poverty. And then after that, when he shares probably a handful of parched rice, which Sudama gets it out of the labor of his wife, she earns it and gives him. When that he goes and gives Krishna, and Krishna eats it, then he gets all the wealth and all the prosperity. So, you know, being a friend, God being your friend, is a beautiful thing to happen, and also something which we should be always aware and be careful of also. Should exactly. Always be very careful. You know, like Swami says that the three things we should be very careful of. One is if there is a snake next to you, like a cobra next to you, or if you are on the bank of a river, because you never know when the river will overflow. The third is the mind. So in this case, we should be very alert with our mind. Mm. When we say that God, Swami, you are our friend, should always behave or conduct ourselves as if he's always there watching us.
And the next beautiful thing that appears in this is Upaitumam Deva Sakaha Kirtischa Manina Saha. When we talk of a divine friend, come near with your famed Chintamani.
Okay.
This is called the Chintamani is called the wish fulfilling gem.
Okay.
So according to Swami, what exactly is a gem? That is what we need to contemplate upon and ponder upon. Because when we take in normal parlance of the context of Sri Suktam, a true friend is supposed to be Kubera.
Correct.
But when we take in the context of a wider perspective,
no, not true friend, Ganesh. In this case, Deva Sakha means the one who is the friend of Devas.
Friend of all the gods.
All the gods. So they say it is Lord Kubera, who's the Lord of Wealth also, is actually the friend of Devas. Mm. And he's the one who is like a brother of Mother Lakshmi. Mm. So there's a reference comes of Kubera also.
Mm.
But if you actually take it in this deeper context, Deva Sakha means the one, like, God himself becomes our friend.
Exactly. So now when we talk of the wish-fulfilling gem, Swami tells that there are three beautiful ornaments that adorn your being, which give you a lot of name and fame.
Yes.
So is it diamonds, jewels, gold?
Rubies or anything, yeah.
The thought goes there. But Swami tells in a beautiful slokam, Hastasya Bhushanam Danam. Kanthasya Bhushanam Satyam, Karnasya Bhushanam Sastram, Bhushanaihi Kim Prayojanam. What is the use of all other
ornaments
when you have these three as your ornaments which beautify you? One is Hastasya Bhushanam Danam.
Yeah.
When you give charity, when you give, when you do a sacrifice.
Or when you help someone in need.
Then your hands are adorned with that beauty, that gem.
That gem of service.
Service. Kanthasya Bhushanam Satyam. When you speak the truth, that becomes the ornament for your neck. And then Karnasya Bhushanam Shastram.
Yes.
Your ears are adorned with those beautiful jewels of listening to Shastras or sacred literature.
Yes.
So this is what exactly the gem means. So you are requesting God, you are praying to God to give you those three gems which beautify your character, beautify your entire being.
And in this, just want to add one more thing. You know, Swami always says in a poem that when we are born, we are always born with a necklace of our karma.
Mm.
It's called Kanthamala, is nothing but our karma.
Mm.
All the beings are born with that mala of karma. Mm. But you should do such acts, like, you know, you just know, told these three, just being truthful. So you should do such acts, speak truth and listen to all good things. Finally, this Kanthamala, which is nothing but the mala which is sent by Brahma to all of us in the form of our karmas, whatever are there, should transform itself into Jnanamala.
Mm.
Means should just
give you that wisdom and knowledge.
Yes, and then so that your whatever karma is left in whatever that mala which has come as karma mala, which we all carry because we are born here. So that has to be totally destroyed, and it should be in place of that that gem or that jewel, we should have the jewel of Jnana.
Mm.
So Swami tells so beautifully this. And then again Swami talks about one more aspect of it, that what is the two things which are very special?
Mm. Asthiram jivanam loke, asthiram yavanam dhanam, asthiram dhara putradi, satyam kirti dvayam sthiram. So till now we were talking about the dhanam, the quest for true wealth.
Mm.
We'll see what Swami is telling here. Asthiram jivanam loke, life in the world is impermanent.
Yes.
Asthiram yavanam dhanam, youth and wealth are impermanent. So what exactly are we running after?
Yeah.
That is the question that should arise in our mind.
Correct.
So wife and children are impermanent. Asthiram dhara putradi. Then what exactly is permanent? Satyam kirti dvayam sthiram. The only two that are permanent are truth and reputation.
Yes. So reputation is again, you know, truth, just now you told, kanthasya bhushanam satyam. So you have truth as an ornament of your throat and your tongue. So kirti is something which comes naturally. And in this context of our Sri Suktam also, when you say Deva Sakha, if Upaitumam Deva Sakha, when we get closer to God and become His friend, or God chooses us as His friend, kirti is something which naturally comes to you.
Mm.
And an interesting symbolism which is there in our Shastras is that when kirti itself doesn't come alone, kirti has got eight accomplices. And you know, the accomplices are so thrilling to just even have a mention. Let's just mention them and then probably touch upon few of them with some nice insights from Swami's life. So one is mati, intellect. Second is duty, brightness. Third is pushti, nutrition. Fourth is samriddhi, prosperity. Fifth is tushti. Tushti is the bliss which arises out of satisfaction, out of trupti.
Mm.
Then sixth is arogya, that is health. Seventh is jaya, that is victory. And eighth is shraddha, devotion. So, you know, I think everything so important. So, you know, kirti is nothing but, kirti doesn't mean that you get name and fame out of any means, by hook or by crook. It's not that. So if you actually cultivate these eight qualities in you, then probably the kirti which comes is everlasting.
Exactly. So to draw an example from Swami's life,
mm-hmm.
as everybody knows, every morning, every Sai devotee chants the Suprabhatam.
Mm.
Written by our respected Dhupati Tirumalachari Garu.
Yes.
He was one Sanskrit scholar and also a Telugu pandit in the court of Venkatagiri Maharaja.
Yes.
So he was very, very devoted to Swami, and he was actually a person who was always craving for Swami's presence. Mm. He wanted, except Swami, he did not want anything else.
Okay.
So when that thought overpowers everything, every other desire.
Mm.
So what happens? We shall now see through this example. Whenever Venkatagiri Maharaja used to come to Prashanthi Nilayam, even Dhupati Tirumalachari Garu and Rama Sharma Garu also used to follow them.
Okay.
And then Dhupati Tirumalachari Garu had the greatest fortune of doing Ekanta Seva to Swami Swami goes to sleep.
Mm.
He used to have the great fortune of doing Padaseva alone in Swami's room.
Okay.
So, which all gods and goddesses await for or crave for.
Yes.
That one beautiful thing, that opportunity that was given to Tirumalachari garu. And then it so happened that one morning, one of the family members of Venkatagiri Maharaja, they saw a very unusual glow in the face of Dupati Tirumalachari garu.
Mm.
And he happened to be Tirumalachari garu's Telugu student. And then he asked him, Guruji, your face is so resplendent and you seem to be in ecstasy today. Can you please tell me what happened? And then with a beautiful smile on his face, still enjoying the bliss that Swami had granted him, he started narrating what happened the previous night. And then he told, see, last night at around 8:30, when Swami was reclining on his bed as I was doing Padaseva, I had this urge to ask Swami a question. I didn't know why that thought had come. But immediately as I was doing Padaseva, I asked Swami, who was closing his eyes and resting, I asked him, Swami, I have a question, can I ask you? And then Swami, immediately closing his eyes, he told, yes, ask.
Okay.
And then I asked Swami, Swami, are you there in my heart?
Such a nice question. Huh?
The exact Telugu words, Swami, na manasulo meerunnara. Are you there in my heart? And then Swami, closing his eyes, he gave the reply, unnano. Yes, I am there. And then Pat came the immediate question, next question. Swami Mari, me manasulo nenunnana. This is a very beautiful question.
Yeah, huh? Very pertinent.
Very pertinent question. He asked, Swami, am I there in your heart? This was totally unexpected because, see, having the proximity of the Lord, he could have asked for anything and everything in the world.
Yes.
For riches, for prosperity, for children, anything he could have asked. But this was what he asked for. And then Swami, closing his eyes, he answered, Unnav. Yes, you are there in my heart. And then as he was doing Padaseva, immediately he asked one more wish of his. Swami, then let it be so forever and forever.
So special to ask, means getting such a thought, probably Swami only prompts these things.
Exactly. And then see the reaction of Swami. Swami, who was reclining and sleeping and closing his eyes, immediately he got up. And then he looked at Tirumalachari garu and told, Tappaka, tadhastu, tadhastu, tadhastu. Three times Swami had blessed Tirumalachari garu that yes, you will be there, your name will be ever etched in my heart. And then what is happening now? Every day we are all chanting Suprabhatam of Swami, and every day we are getting reminded of Dupati Tirumalachari garu, who was the author of this beautiful Suprabhatam of Swami.
Yes. So, every devotee's heart, Swami is there. And in that Swami's heart, Tirumalachari garu is there. So, it's like Swami has made that thing so beautifully true.
Automatically, Kirti has come to him.
Yes. Kirti has come so specially to him. And then, see, the Kirti, one more aspect again is like, you know, one thing is to get the Kirti. Like how we had... One thing is to get a divine friend. And the second is how not to lose him. So in this case also, what are the things which you should not do to lose him? So Swami gives a beautiful Prahlada story.
Exactly. So that we can listen directly from Swami's voice. The story of Prahlada as told by Swami.
Vidyarthulara,
students,
Vidyarthinayudara,
girls and boys,
mukhyanga meeru grandhamulu patinchi prayojanam kaadu,
is not merely enough.
Ee kaalani uninga grandhamulu kudunu patinchavalsinde.
It's necessary that you read.
Chaduvulu kuda chadavalsinde.
You should study and learn.
Kaani,
but
bhakti balamu lekunda deni chadivi prayojanam ledu.
Without the strength and support of devotion, everything else will be useless.
Bhakti anetuvanti untundali.
Devotion is necessary.
ఎన్ని శక్తులు ఉండినప్పటికీ భక్తియే లేకపోతే అన్ని కూడా నిరుపయోగం అయిపోతాయి.
విత్ ఆల్ ది శక్తి పవర్, వితౌట్ భక్తి డివోషన్, ఆల్ విల్ బి యూస్లెస్.
కనుక
సో
ఆనాటి శిష్యుడి యొక్క తత్వములు
ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్
ఎంత పవిత్రమైనటువంటివో మీరు యోచించండి
హౌ సీక్రెట్ దే ఆర్ ఇమాజిన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్
ప్రతి వాని హృదయమునందు కూడాను
ది హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీవన్
దివ్యమైన భావములు ఆవిర్భవించేటువంటి
డివైన్ ఫీలింగ్స్ ఒరిజినేట్
ఒక్కొక్క భావం కూడా ఒక తేజస్సుగా ఆవిర్భవించేటువంటి
ఎవ్రీ ఐడియా ఎవ్రీ థాట్ వాస్ జస్ట్ రేడియేటింగ్
గుణం అనేటువంటి శీలమే లేకపోతే సర్వం కూడా వ్యర్థమైపోతుంది
వితౌట్ దట్ క్యారెక్టర్ అండ్ వర్చ్యూ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విల్ బి ఇన్ వెయిన్
మీకు అందరికి తెలుసు మీ క్లాస్మేటే ప్రహ్లాదుడు
క్లాస్మేట్ యు నో హి ఇస్ యువర్ క్లాస్మేట్
ఆ ప్రహ్లాదుడు చాలా చిన్న వయసు వాడు
ప్రహ్లాద సో టెండర్ టైనీ
వయసే
యువర్ ఏజ్
ఇంచుమించు పిల్లల వాటి వాలే ఉండేటువంటి వాడే
జస్ట్ లైక్ ఎ బాయ్ లైక్ యు
ఆ చిన్న వయసు నందు
అట్ దట్ ఏజ్
ఎంత గొప్ప శీలము ఎంత గొప్ప గుణము
వాట్ ఎ క్యారెక్టర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వాట్ వర్చ్యూ హి హస్
కనుకనే ఇతను అనేక మందితో అనేక విజయాలు సాధిస్తూ వచ్చాడు
దేర్ఫోర్ హి వాస్ విక్టోరియస్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్
దేవేంద్రుని కూడా జయించి
And he conquered all.
ఆ ఇంద్రలోకాన్ని కూడా నువ్వు వశం చేసుకున్నాడు.
He could also conquer ఇంద్రలోక.
ఆ దేవేంద్రుడు చాలా ఏడుస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
దేవేంద్ర the head started crying.
దేవగురు గారి వారి దగ్గరికి వచ్చాడు.
And he came to the preceptor of Devas.
శుక్రాచార్య.
శుక్రాచార్య.
తాను ఎట్టైన కూడా తిరిగి నా రాజ్యం నాకు అందించాలి అన్నాడు.
See that I get back my kingdom in one way or other.
ఈ ప్రహ్లాదుడు పొందినటువంటి రాజ్యాన్ని ఎవరు కూడా నువ్వు ఇవ్వడానికి వీలు కాదు
ద కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రహ్లాద కెనాట్ బి కాంక్వర్డ్ బై ఎనీబడీ
యొక్క దీనిని మనసును వశం చేసుకున్న వాడికి ఈ రాజ్యం దక్కుతుంది అనుకున్నాడు
అన్లెస్ యు విన్ ఓవర్ హిస్ మైండ్ అండ్ ప్లీజ్ హిమ్ యు కెనాట్ గెట్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్
ప్రహ్లాదుని యొక్క కుమారుడు విరోచకుడు విరోచనుడు
ద సన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రహ్లాద ఇస్ విరోచన
ఈ విరోచనుడు కూడా నువ్వు చాలా గొప్పవాడే
ఈజ్ ఆల్సో గ్రేట్ వన్
కానీ ఎంతమంది ఉండి ఏమి ప్రయోజనము
బట్ వాట్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్
ఒకనాడు
One day,
దేవగురువు
ద ప్రిసెప్టర్
దేవేంద్రుని పిలిచి
కాల్డ్
దేవేంద్రు ఫలాని సమయం లోపల విశ్వజిత్ అనేటువంటి యజ్ఞం చేస్తున్నాడు ప్రహ్లాదుడు
ద ప్రిసెప్టర్ టోల్డ్ ప్రహ్లాద ఇస్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఏ సీక్రెట్ రిచువల్ బై నేమ్ విశ్వజిత్
ఆ విశ్వజిత్ అనే యజ్ఞం సమయం లోపల నీవు పోయి దానం అడుగుమన్నాడు
యాజ్ హి పర్ఫార్మ్స్ ది సీక్రెట్ రిచువల్ విశ్వజిత్ యు ఆస్క్ ఫర్ చారిటీ
ఉన్నప్పుడు చిన్న వాని వేషం వేసుకొని
హస్ టేకెన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ స్మాల్ బాయ్
వెళ్ళాడు
హి వెంట్ దేర్
వెళ్తే బ్రాహ్మణు వేషంతో వెళ్ళాడు
హి వెంట్ యాజ్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మణ్
బ్రాహ్మణుడు అంటే చాలా అభిమానము ప్రహ్లాదునికి
ప్రహ్లాద హస్ గాట్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు బ్రాహ్మన్స్
అక్కడికి వెళ్ళి
హావింగ్ గాన్ దేర్
నాయనా నీకేం కావాలి
హి ఆస్క్ వాట్ డు యు వాంట్
నాకు ఏమీ వద్దు
ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీథింగ్
మీ యొక్క శీలమును నాకు దానం చేయండి అన్నారు
ఈ గుణమును హి ఆస్క్ డొనేట్ గ్రాంట్ మీ యువర్ క్యారెక్టర్
మరి పిచ్చివాడా ఏమైనా నీకు దానం చేస్తాను ఈ చిన్న దీన్ని మీకు ఎందుకు దానం అడుగుతున్నావు
ఐఎమ్ రెడీ టు గివ్ ఎనీథింగ్ వై డు యు వాంట్ సచ్ ఎ స్మాల్ థింగ్
నాకు ఇదే చాలు అన్నాడు
హి సెడ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎనఫ్
సరే ఇస్తానని ఇచ్చినాను పోమని చెప్పాడు
హి సెడ్ ఐ గ్రాంట్ యు బెటర్ యు గో నౌ
తన నుండి ఆ శీలం తల్లతల్లాడుతూ మెరమెల్లి మెలుస్తూ ఆ యొక్క దేవేంద్రుడి దగ్గరికి పోయి చేరిపోయాడు
ద క్యారెక్టర్ ఇన్ హిమ్ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్ సో బ్రిలియంట్ సో మ్యాగ్నిఫిసెంట్
దానికి లెక్క చేయలేదు ప్రహ్లాదుడు
ప్రహ్లాద వాస్ నాట్ మైండ్ఫుల్
తర్వాత కొంతసేపటికి
ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైం
మరొక మహావీరుడు ఆవిర్భవించాడు
ఎ మోర్ కరేజియస్ వన్ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్
అప్పుడు నీవెవరు అని అడిగాడు ప్రహ్లాదుడు
ప్రహ్లాద్ హూ ఆర్ యు
నేను ఈ రాజ్యలక్ష్మి యొక్క సేవకుణ్ణి అన్నాడు
హి సెడ్ ఐ యామ్ ద సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఓన్ కింగ్డమ్
నీ శీలం పోతనే రాజ్యం పోయింది
as you lost your kingdom well you
కాబట్టి రాజ్యమైనప్పుడు నేను ఉండాలి ఇక్కడ వీరు
why should I be with you when there is no
నేను కూడా ఆమెతోనే పోతాను అన్నాడు
therefore I will also leave along with you
మరి కొంతసేపటికి మరొక మహావీరుడు ఆవిర్భవించాడు
after some time a greater one of valor came out of him
అతనే చీఫ్ సైన్యాధిపతి
and his
commander in chief
is commander in chief
అతను బయటపడ్డాడు
and he came out of him
ఎందుకోసం నీవు వెళ్తున్నావు అంటే
why are you leaving
రాజ్యలక్ష్మి పోయింది
యు లాస్ట్ యువర్ కింగ్డమ్
రాజవీరుడు పోయాడు
అండ్ యు లాస్ట్ వార్
నేను సన్యాసిపతి నేను కూడా ఉండి ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి నేను కూడా పోతానని
ఐ యామ్ ది కమాండర్ ఇన్ చీఫ్ వాట్ ఫర్ షుడ్ ఐ బి హియర్ వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఆర్మీ సో ఐ యామ్ లీవింగ్
అనేటప్పటికి శీలము పోయిన తక్షణమే సర్వమును పోయింది
వెన్ క్యారెక్టర్ ఇస్ లాస్ట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ లాస్ట్
కట్టకడపోయి తానే తిరిగి ప్రార్థన చేశాడు
అల్టిమేట్లీ హీ ప్రేడ్
నారాయణ నారాయణ నారాయణ
ఈ ప్రే టు నారాయణ
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 నాకు ఈ రాజ్యం అక్కర్లేదు
ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ దిస్ కింగ్డమ్
ఈ సైన్యం నాకు అక్కర్లేదు
నాట్ ది ఆర్మీ
ఈ వీరుడు నాకు అక్కర్లేదు ఈ ధీరుడు నాకు అక్కర్లేదు నాకెవ్వరూ అక్కర్లేదు నాకు ఒక గుణం మాత్రమే అందించమన్నాడు.
ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ దిస్ కింగ్డమ్, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ద వారియర్స్, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీబడీ, ఐ వాంట్ మై క్యారెక్టర్ బ్యాక్. నాకు
గుణం యొక్క మహత్యాన్ని గుర్తించుకోదని ప్రహ్లాదుడు గుణాన్ని పాడు చేసుకున్నాడు.
ప్రహ్లాద్ ఐ కుడ్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది యూనిక్నెస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ క్యారెక్టర్, దేర్ఫోర్ హి లాస్ట్ ఇట్.
ఆ యొక్క క్యారెక్టర్ ని అర్థం చేసుకున్నాడు.
దెన్ హి అండర్స్టూడ్ వాట్ ఇట్ మెంట్.
3/4 క్యారెక్టర్ ఇస్ లైఫ్ అనుకున్నాడు.
3/4 ఆఫ్ క్యారెక్టర్ ఇస్ లైఫ్, హి రియలైజ్డ్.
కనుక దాన్ని నాకు అనుగ్రహించమని కోరాడు.
హి ప్రేడ్ దట్ ఇట్ బి గ్రాంటెడ్ టు హిమ్.
అప్పుడు ఇతని త్యాగానికి మెచ్చుకొని దేవేంద్రుని కూడా తీసుకున్న వాడు కూడా అనుగ్రహించి ఆ శీలాన్ని వాపసు ఇచ్చాడు.
హావింగ్ బీన్ ప్లీజ్డ్ విత్ హిస్ సాక్రిఫైస్, హి కుడ్ గెట్ బ్యాక్ ఆల్ దట్ హి సాక్రిఫైస్డ్.
కనుక మానవుని యందు ఈ శీలము గుణం అనేటువంటి ఎంత గొప్ప పటిత్వంతో కూడినట్టుందో యోచన చేసుకోండి.
జస్ట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హౌ పవర్ఫుల్, హౌ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ద క్యారెక్టర్ ఈజ్. దీనికి
మించిన శక్తి మరొకటి లేదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ పవర్ బియాండ్ దిస్.
సో ఐ థింక్ హావింగ్ లిసన్ టు స్వామి, ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు హ్యావ్ కీర్తి విత్ యూ, ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఇస్ గుడ్ క్యారెక్టర్.
ఎస్.
సో ఇఫ్ గుడ్ క్యారెక్టర్, దట్ ఈస్ వై స్వామి ఆల్వేస్ ఎంఫసైజ్డ్ ఆన్ డెవలపింగ్ గుడ్ క్యారెక్టర్ for each and every one of us.
Correct.
So I think with these few lines we shall bring this episode to a close, as time is running out. So in the next episode maybe we can cover some more aspects of Kirti.
Yeah. So you know they are so special, all these eight facets. One of them you have touched upon, Duti. But you know, Mati, Swami talks about Sanmati. So many times Swami tells the students, boys, about good thoughts, good actions. And then Pushti is, okay, Pushti is Newton. Swami always says, Swami always used to, we can touch upon, you know, Swami always used to call Venkatachalam sir and says, how is the breakfast? Did you make it properly? Did the students eat properly? So that's one thing. It's prosperity. Then Tushti, bliss with satisfaction. And then I think one thing which is the most important, the last point, the last one of it is Shraddha, devotion. You know, I think according to us, I think this is something which probably encompasses everything else. So special, Shraddha is there, everything else is there. So we can probably touch upon this in the next episode.
So we request the listeners to please do write and share your thoughts to listener@ssmediacenter.org. or WhatsApp it to 9393258258. With these few words, we shall bring this episode to a close, and with a prayer to Swami that every thought, word and deed is His inspiration, we shall bring this class to a close with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram.
యదక్షర పరభ్రష్టం మాత్రాహీనం తు యద్ భవేత్ తత్సర్వం క్షమ్యతాం దేవా నారాయణ నమోస్తుతే. విసర్గబిందు మాత్రాణి పద పాదాక్షరాణి చ న్యూనాని చాతిరిక్తాని క్షమస్వ సాయీశ్వర. అపరాధ సహస్రాణి క్రియంతే హర్నిషన్మయా దాసోయమితి మాం మత్వా క్షమస్వ సాయీశ్వర. అన్యథా శరణం నాస్తి త్వమేవ శరణం మమ, తస్మాత్ కారుణ్యభావేన రక్ష రక్ష సాయీశ్వర. హరిః ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీ సాయీశ్వరార్పణమస్తు.
From a few moments from now, you will be listening to the live Telugu segment Sri Satyasai Divya Sandesh Jari. Stay tuned to Asia Stream. Sai Ram and happy listening.
ప్రేమ గురు ప్రమా నీతోనే గడపాలని. గడిచే ప్రతి క్షణం నీతోనే గడపాలని, మేము వినే పదాలన్నీ నీ మాటలే కావాలని. గడిచే ప్రతి క్షణం నీతోనే గడపాలని, మేము వినే పదాలన్నీ నీ మాటలే కావాలని. మాలోని తలపులన్నీ నీకు వివరించాలని, ప్రియలన్నీ కర్తకే అంకితం చేయాలని. వేచి ఉన్నాము ఆ రోజుకై ఓ నేస్తమా, ప్రియమైన బంధమా, ప్రేమ మనసులో నీ ప్రేమ సుధలు పొంగించి, జీవన వేణులో మోహన రాగం పలికించి ప్రతి మనసులో.